Hello.
Hi, Curtis. Good evening. John Kyle with Local Splash. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you off the road or did I call too soon?
Hold on 1 second. Hey, let me call you back, Leslie. Okay, I'm here.
Okay, great. So, did I catch you while you're at least settled for the day, or?
My friend's here right now.
Nice. Okay. Do you see your son's here too?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, do you want me to start from the beginning so your son can hear?
Yeah. Do your Sermon on the Mount.
Okay, and am I on speaker for you and your son?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Howdy.
How you doing? Okay, so great. So I appreciate you both being on the call here. So again, just to go briefly over what Curtis and I were talking about. So in short, we are a Google Premier Channel partner. We have about 10,000 clients nationwide. And, you know, our main core of our business is make sure that your listing is on the first page of Google. So when people are looking for, you know, asphalt services or, you know, seal coating, excavations, any of those things that you want to be found for, that's where we would get you on the first page of Google to make sure you're optimized there. Okay. And then we also, at the same time though, we build out a website for you if you need that. It's part of the service. And then we, and I sent, Curtis a link to that, right? You did get a chance to eventually pull that up, right, Curtis?
I did so much shit, I didn't even know what I got.
No worries. So I can send you, go ahead.
You'll have to give him all that stuff because I'm not good on emails.
Yeah, no worries. That's what I was saying. What's your cell phone number? And then I can send that over to you right now.
My cell phone number is 417-337-0777.
Okay. And then you said it's Jace or Jason?
It's Jace.
Jace, J-A-C-E, correct?
J-A-Y-C-E.
Oh, my bad. Okay, J-A-Y-C-E. Okay, so Jace.
Let me interrupt real quick.
Sure.
So the guy that I have now, he is doing exactly what you're saying you're wanting to do, except he's not using our company, he's using his company. Now, he is number 4. On the Springfield, or number 3, number 2. He's within the top 5.
Okay? Right.
And we got 14 leads from him within the last 30 days. Okay? He did not start charging us until we had a minimum of 7 leads consistently for the last 2 months. But what I don't like about it is that he has total control and we're not getting any recognition. So what happens is you go in there and you look on Google and you see Tommy's Paving Crew. You call Tommy's Paving Crew, it forwards his phone calls to me.
But gotcha.
Asphalt's not getting any recognition. So I'm learning a lot because I've never been one to pay for marketing. I've always been the old Jehovah Witness type knocking on doors.
Good man. I'm a door knocker myself. That's a lost art.
I've had a great success with that because my success rate for closing is phenomenal.
That's why every time we spoke, you sound like you had sales chops. You weren't just a man in the field. No worries.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, you're saying you're basically going to do the same thing. How do you get our name up there above everybody else?
Right. So there's, again, when it comes to Branson and surrounding areas, we can definitely run that to where you're getting all the leads around you, Indian Points, Reed Spring, areas like that, and really make sure you're optimized on the map listings. Because Springfield is a little bit further, there's two ways to go about it, and we can do the light of heart way or we can do the, you know, jump in the deep end way. So basically, it's either doing Facebook ads, like I spoke to you about, Curtis, already, where we run $100 of Facebook ads per month, basically how that works is it's going to hit up clients, especially if you're focusing on resi a lot of the time. It's going to hit up clients who are looking for what you do in Springfield, and then it's going to, if they're looking on Google, when they're done looking at the listings later on that evening, your ad is going to show up for SNG in their news feed on Facebook. So it works really well in resi to run Facebook ads. But if you really want to stick it to these guys and see what you can do with your own advertising and start building out that way, there's no harm, no foul to running Google sponsored listings. And when you do Google sponsored listings, you're the boss man in town in Springfield anyway, because you'll be the top listing above everyone else. So you can do that too. The minimum budget for that though now is $500 a month as opposed to $250. So we can do it that way. It's just, I wanted to earn your trust at the 250 level so you can see the volume coming in before you tell these other guys to kick rocks, and you're just going to, you know, probably still buy leads from them as much as needed to keep everyone fed. But eventually wean off of them and really build yourself out on Google through other methods. Or if you want to just really go for the kill early, we could start running Google ads for you. I don't want you to just all of a sudden jump in the deep end unless, you know, you feel like you fully trust the effort here.
Get out.
Say that one more time.
If we don't like your services in 2 months, can we get out?
Yeah, it's a no contract service. So it's month to month. You decide if it's working or not, and we'll be damned if we make it not work, because that's what gets Google mad is if we're not successful for you.
If you type in Branson West Asphalt Paving, I'm number one on the list right now.
Yeah, right, in Branson West, right? Like, you know, small town USA, of course. Makes sense, right?
Hey, now, there's four other competitors around here.
I know. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm just saying you got a stranglehold on Branson West because you're the door knocker pro. You're the guy who knows how to sell himself. I just mean the fact that your brand is not shown in Springfield.
Springfield.
Say that again?
I only want you all working on Springfield.
Right, exactly. But we would still work on your local area and get you expanded even further outside of Branson West as part of the service. So it's not like you're being charged more for us to do that. Optimization is our core service offering, so that's included with anything else like Google Ads or anything like that.
$500.
That's if you want to run the Google Ads, correct?
Yeah.
Or if you want to start with Facebook, you can do Facebook.
I don't like half-assed methods.
Fair enough.
Don't do it.
Okay. So, I mean, that's basically it then. Again, $4.99 a month is the cost, and it gets you the Google ads. You'll get, the first month, you'll get $400 going towards Google because we throw in an extra $100. And then each month thereafter, you get $300 going towards Google at that price point. And then the other thing is if you want us to run Facebook ads as well, we can. But I don't know if you want to run Facebook ads as well, because if you're doing Google ads, maybe you're stuck on Google.
So how long before our name will be in the top five?
We'll push to publish your ads ASAP. So once we get your ads published, your sponsored listing will be the top 1 to 3 listings on that. It's not top five. You'll be one of the few sponsored listings. I did not see other sponsored listings when I looked it up, so I can't see you not being in the top one or two.
Do you also have, will you do this for other competitors in my area?
Absolutely not. That is 100% against our business model. It's not in our best interest anyway, because Google rates us based on your success. So if we start putting ourselves in a situation where we have one happy and one unhappy, our minimum success rate nationwide has to be 3 out of 4. So that just makes sure that you can rest assured it's not even in our business model sensibly to have a competitor.
Okay.
So just need about 10 minutes of your time or Jace's time, and I'll get everything set up. You said Jace will be in charge of most of the marketing. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we both are, but if you're going to send text messages,
Yeah, like like talking about like, hey, how do you want the ad copy to look like? Things like that. Like, will involve Jace more, I'm assuming?
No, you can involve me on that part.
Okay, cool.
It just,
okay.
Get message.
Yeah, I'll make sure. Okay, I'll make sure both of you are on file. And then, when it comes to the actual, like, welcome to Local Splash text messages, things like that, it'll go to Jace. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Or do you want it to go to you? Okay, so text messages will go to Jace. And then where do you want emails to go?
Curtis1969Griffin@gmail.com. Can you do two emails, like two people?
Yeah, I'll do Jace's as well. After I get you the original, like, you know, invoice and paperwork. What's Jace's email?
JaceGriffin04@iCloud.com. That's JaceGriffin.
Got it. Okay. And then, so I'll make sure Curtis is lead on that. And then Jace, you're going to be an authorized user or an authorized marketer. Okay. And then I have a few questions here just to make sure I get everything set up properly. So first things first, let me just pull it up here. The name on the card you'll be using, Curtis, is it Curtis Griffin?
Yeah. Hey,
okay.
Second question. You're going to be
yeah.
putting the phone number and an email and all that on the ad, right? I mean, on the website, correct?
Yeah, everything.
The Google listing is going to S&G with my phone number, correct? The 417 number?
So 417-230-3278 is the number I have in file. That's where you want all calls going to?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two ways we can go about it. You let me know which way works better for you. I'll let you know the way that works better for analytics. So for analytics, we do call tracking. And what that means is the call will still go directly to you. You'll still see the customer who's calling you, and there'll be no confusion on that part. It'll seem just like a normal call to you, Curtis. The only difference is the way your number is listed on your website is slightly different, so that way we can record the fact that someone called into you and you have records of the phone numbers that come into you on the back end. And Jace will be able to access that through the dashboard if you want him to handle that analytics side.
Whenever you throw the ad in on Google, the number that they see is not going to be my phone number.
If you accept that approach, this is a Google preferred approach only because it gives you 100% ability to hold us accountable for the number of phone calls and leads and things of that nature that you get. So that way,
I don't want to have a third party number. I want my number to be listed, and I want the calls to go directly to me. And I will track if it's working or not.
Okay, fair enough. So as long as you're okay with that, that's fine with us. It won't be on the analytics side. You'll just have to be on the kind of feel side. Make sure you feel the volume is coming in. That's no problem.
Yes.
So I'll make sure to put that there.
So what I do is as soon as I get a call in from a customer, after I stroke them a few strokes, I'll ask them where they heard, you know, how they got my number.
Sure, sure. Right. And that's what I'm saying. You have the sales chops to where you're going to do your own, like, basically like self-analytics. You don't need it automated. So that's fine.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send Jace a sample link to our website for paving contractors. And then that way you can see what you'll be getting website-wise. Again, fully customizable to S&G Asphalt. Go ahead.
That's the other thing. Are we going to be able to be listed in S&G Asphalt and have it under excavating also?
Yeah, of course. At the end of the day, you choose the keywords you want, correct?
All right.
So, like, the services you offer, obviously, is asphalt, paving. What else do you want me to list as your core services?
Asphalt
excavating,
paving,
of course.
Asphalt sealing, and striping.
Asphalt sealing, and what was the other thing you said?
Striping. He's got excavating in this. When should I be able to punch on the Google and see my name up there?
Usually we get ads live. Our promise time is 7 to 14 days. So once we get going and get everything published and get yours and Jace's approval on the ad copy, it should be 7 to 14 days to have all that ready.
Okay.
Okay. Your website also ready within 7 to 14 days. So the only thing holding that back a little bit, if anything, is we do an onboarding call. We can start that as soon as tomorrow. It takes about 30 minutes. Again, whether it's you or Jace on the call, it's totally up to you. And then once we do onboarding, you know, again, about a week later, we'll have your website live.
Okay, what's onboarding? I only know what
basically, waterboarding. it's almost like waterboarding, right? No, it's in short, we're going to ask you, like, how you want things to look, right? Just make sure you're guiding us on what you want us to do.
Can she handle it?
Yeah.
Can Jace handle it?
I'm hoping his old lady can handle it, because I'm not good at
handling the workers and making the page look good and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's more just advice of, like, what services you want listed, because you saw that sample site, Jace, of all the different services we can list. So you tell us which ones specifically, and if there's any specialty ones that we're missing, make sure that we include those as well. If you want to send us photos, I'm going to send you both a email right now from JCal at LocalSplash saying, please reply all to this email with any photos or logo artwork. Please reply all to this email with any photos, logo artwork. So that way, both of you have access to the support team's email address directly and mine at the same time. So when you reply to this, everyone gets to see it. Okay, so I'm sending it right now to you, Curtis and Jace, as we speak. And then who do you prefer to do onboarding, you said?
I guess I'll do it. I'll take care of that side of things. So it's just, I guess,
okay.
Decide like what I'll put on the page and everything. And
Right. So that way you can choose any service offerings. Like you saw the different listings of services that we have on our sample website. Out of those, there's a few different ones, right? Any of those
right.
specifically
the
you want us to include?
The driveway steel coating would be one. And then, the
line striping,
and
you said line striping, parking lot striping, right?
Yeah, so it'd be asphalt steel coating, parking lot striping, excavation work, and then asphalt paving.
Okay.
I mean, I could put demolition on there, but I don't know how, you know.
No worries. Parking lot striping. Commercial striping. Okay, good. So I got a good start on that. So that's going to help during onboarding as well. All right. Available times tomorrow, Jace, anytime, from the first slot of the day is 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Last slot of the day is 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Where did you want to do an onboarding call?
Let's do 5 to 6.
Okay. So tomorrow around this time, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'll make sure both of you get the invite there.
So can I just respond to this email kind of anytime this evening with, like, a picture of our signs and stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I provide that to you, so you can have that handy. The invite will be coming in right now here. Curtis and Jace Griffin. So how long have you guys been paying for leads with these other guys? The local guys over there?
My dad started it before I kind of came on board with him, and I think it's been, honestly couldn't even tell you, a few months now that I know about it, but I don't know how long before that he's been doing it.
Gotcha. I mean, it's one of those things where it's kind of like a necessary evil, but it probably annoys him every time he does it, right?
Kind of. He doesn't like messing with the computer stuff and all that. He's just simple, old-fashioned.
And do you guys have a Facebook page or anything like that you want us to link to the website?
Not at this time. I'll end up making a Facebook page here soon, and then I'll – is that something we can link at a later date?
Yeah, exactly. So get one later, then obviously let us know. And if ever you want to start running Facebook ads, again, that 100 a month or anything like that, let us know there. But we're just going to focus on Google ads for now, okay?
Alrighty.
And then the domain you want us to secure as close as possible to sngasphalt.com, right?
I didn't hear what you said.
Like the domain that you want us to secure for you, like for a website, you want it to be as close as possible to sngasphalt.com?
Yeah, the letter S, the symbol and, the letter
T. Oh, the symbol and doesn't go on websites, right? Because just so that's how Google has it coded. So it's either S-A-N-D, looks like the word sand, or I could just put S-G asphalt, you know, whichever way.
Which one would you prefer?
How about S? Can you put a little line?
A dash?
Can you
like S? Yeah, I think people don't really like that on the websites. Like,
do a dash, an N, and then another dash, and then a G, like S-N-N-G.
Or we could just do that without the dashes if you want, sngasphalt.com or S-N-G-asphalt. However you want it is, you know, totally up to you. At the end of the day, like I said, it's going to be what you feel is easiest for your customers if they try to remember it. If I were you, I would just do letters, S-N-G asphalt.
And A-N-D.
Oh, S-A-N-D. Okay. S-A-N-D-G asphalt.com. That's fine. And then we're going to secure as close as we can to that. Most likely we'll be able to get that, but that's what I'm putting in here. Okay. Let's see there. No.
The mic right now is number.
Say that one more time.
The guy that I'm working with now is number 5 on this list.
Gotcha. So I'm going to put here once 100% of Google ads in Springfield, right?
Yeah.
And then when we're optimizing, we're going to optimize to the cities of Branson West. Where else do you want for the local listings, the ones that show up on the map where you're looking right now? Branson West, Branson, where else?
I don't really want Branson on there.
Okay. So
Branson West, Ozark, Nixa. Stratford, Republic. That'd be enough.
Okay, wait. Say that one part. You said Ozark where? Ozark Mesa?
Ozark, Missouri. Nixa, Missouri. Republic, Missouri.
Oh, Republic. Okay.
And maybe Stratford.
Okay, I think I missed one of the 5 you mentioned, so I'm going to repeat what I have. Branson West, Ozark, Republic, Stratford, and then the last city you said was, I think, Nixa?
Nixa, N-I-X-A.
N-I-S-A. And then Stratford, S-T-R-A-F-F-O-R-D, is that correct?
Yeah, Nixa is N-I-X-A.
Oh, X like X-ray, gotcha. Okay. And then what hours of operation do you want to show on your website and on your listings? What I see on your listings currently is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Is that how you want it?
Seven to six, 7 days a week.
Good man. My wife tells me this all the time, is that you can sleep when you die.
Yeah. We get enough rain days. Sleep in on rain days.
There you go. And then the 120 Stephen Lane in Branson West, that's the home base, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're okay with it being published online? Because it's published on your Google profile now. Do you want to keep it that way where it's published?
Yeah.
Okay. And then online, you're also listed as Essen. Go ahead. What was that?
There's no hidden fees.
No hidden fees. Of course not. Like, I quoted you $4.99. If I wasn't upholding that, then you would just tell me to kick rocks right away. For S&G Asphalt, just to let you know, your Google listing shows you as S&G Asphalt Works. Do you want us to update that to just S&G Asphalt?
Yeah. It don't matter.
Okay. So your business name can be listed as S&G Asphalt Works. That's okay, that if we run the ad the same way?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. I'll make sure of that there. All right. Everything is good for me on the questionnaire side of things, so thank you for taking care of that, Curtis. And then Jace will be doing onboarding tomorrow, same time tomorrow. So if you're available too, obviously you can both be in on that call. Last thing I'll need is to just do the recap here. So the card we'll be using, is it in your name, Curtis?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go and do that there. And again, the first month you'll get $400 going towards Google Ads, and then each month thereafter, $300. Your total cost today is $499. There's no additional fees, as I mentioned, and that's your monthly cost. It's $499 a month on a month-to-month program, okay? So just want to clarify that there. Let me just make sure everything is good here. And we allow you to choose a security question. It could be either you or Jace, whoever you think is going to be more handling the marketing. And it could be either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And the answer for that?
Spot.
How do I spell that?
S-P-O-T-T-S.
S, T as in Tom, O, T, T, Tom, Tom, nope. S as in Sam, right?
Nope. S as in Sam, T as in Paul, O as in over, Tom, Tom, Sam.
Okay, got it. Spots, S-P-O-T-T-S. All right, yes. Got that saved there. Okay, and then last thing is the card information whenever you're ready.
The Visa, 4403. 9326-7176-7043.
Expiration?
5 of 26.
And there's three digits on the back?
709.
All right, appreciate that, Curtis. So last step here is the voice verification portion of the call. This is just for quality assurance to make sure everything is outlined specifically. As I mentioned before, your ads and website should be live within 7 to 14 days. That's our promise time. Sure, no problem.
I got to put you on hold real quick. I got to take this call.
No problem.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, good. So appreciate you there. So, again, for the quality assurance, just to recap the things that we'll also provide in writing via email when we're done here, is the live time for Google Ads and your website, 7 to 14 days, and then your optimization on Google on the general listings for Branson West and surrounding areas usually takes us about 30 to 45 days to really get our teeth sunk into that. So, but your ads will still be live within the first 1 to 2 weeks. So you'll get some traction expected within the very first month. But other than that, again, this portion of the call is recorded for quality assurance. So if you have any questions, Curtis, let me know. To be clear, I did make sure that your business name is going to show as S&G Asphalt Works, okay? Because that's what you have online already.
Yeah.
Sound good? Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and begin here. Let me know if you have any questions. So, Curtis, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of the call, please state the name of your business.
F&G Asphalt Works.
Okay, great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Curtis Griffin, president.
Okay. And, of course, as president, you're authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then, now, of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of this card account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So now, to make sure that we get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for you and Jace taking tomorrow's onboarding call from 5 to 6 p.m. And then moving forward, when it comes to any calls that we send out to you, we're always going to call from our same number that I sent you the text message from. That's 877-635-6225. Okay, that's starting with tomorrow's call. All right. Now, on that call, just so you know, the reason why we said you have the security question, so that way you can make sure if there's any confusion, and you can check to make sure that we're calling for Local Splash, because there are some bad actors out there that sometimes pretend to be us, okay? But other than that, when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
What was that?
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash when we call from our 877
yes.
number starting with tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, great. So make sure you and Jace save 877-635-6225 as Local Splash under your contacts if you haven't already done so. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified Google marketing representative, do you agree to disclose should you take on any new marketing efforts with other companies during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have you down as the 877. I have you down as 951.
Right. Okay. Remember I sent you a text earlier because you said it was getting a little crisscross?
Yeah, I'll have him do it for me. It's fine.
Okay, nice. And then now your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 2nd, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $499. That includes your Google ad spend. And then when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month also on the second day of the month in the same amount of $499. This will be a recurring payment. But, of course, being a month-to-month program, Curtis and Jace, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And just be sure you speak with a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process your initial payment for the $499. And then, Curtis, you should be receiving an email and I think a text message will go to Jace as well saying, welcome to Local Splash. Please view your initial invoice here. As long as you do this by tomorrow. Go ahead. Starting next month, it would be, yes. It'd be a recurring payment on the second of the month.
Okay, well, I don't need to have it automatically deducted. I can just pay for it. I can call in and pay.
Okay, if you call in and pay early, that's okay. You can do that as well. That's how it's normally set up. But if you decide you want it done another way, we can definitely get that set up properly during onboarding, okay? The onboarding team can adjust that as needed.
Okay.
Okay. But other than that, Curtis, again, you'll get an email that goes through all this. Everything that we talked about in writing will be there. And then if there's any, make sure everything is filled out properly there. On the Welcome to Local Splash invoice that you just got via email, you just check off. There's 2 checkboxes at the bottom. You sign as Curtis Griffin, and that'll be set up properly for tomorrow's onboarding call with Jace and yourself most likely. But if for orders you don't get that filled out by tomorrow, we'll walk you through that before the onboarding call as well, okay?
Okay.
Just be advised, there's a couple things in that.
Password.
The username and password will be set up for you tomorrow. Most likely, currently it's going to be your phone number. 417-230-3278 is your username. And then your password should be provided tomorrow once you get everything set up.
Okay, so I can't sign in until tomorrow.
Wait, let me double check here. Let me see if I can pull it up from my end. Let's see here.
How do I go back on here to get out of this?
Okay, it's your password is SEO money. Like search engine optimization money. SEO money. All lowercase. Were you able to log in?
Yeah, I'm in now.
Okay, and then there's another, there should be another email that went to you that says your initial invoice. So make sure you check through that. That's where you do the checkbox and whatnot, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, Curtis, again, you and Jace, appreciate you taking the call today. Thank you again for making yourself available. I know you're a very busy man, and we'll check in tomorrow around the same time to do the full onboarding, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much. You guys have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye now.
Right.